Hello, this is Rich Wilson of Worried Great American 4. It's October 29th, Thursday evening, out here in mid-Atlantic, about 600 miles to the west of the Azores. Horta, the port on the island of Fayal in the Azores, to be specific. And we'll be heading in there to arrive sometime probably on Sunday. So looking forward to that. And we've had a couple of days of a lot of wind out here, up into the high 20s, low 30s, occasionally up to 40, and seen some very high boat speeds as well. We've gone through a variety of exercises, not just to deliver the boat to the UK for a final preparation before Vendée Globe, but also to just do the exercises of sail changes on board in a seaway, in a blow, with spray crashing around and the boat crashing around, sometimes at high speeds, sometimes at lower speeds, pilot twisting and turning as well, and at night. So a lot has been accomplished, actually, in trying to do all of that. I actually set the storm jib last night and went down to the fourth reef in the main to find out what the challenges were going to be in setting both those sails, which is pretty unusual for these boats. I'm not sure too many of the open 60 sailors have gotten down to the storm jibs and so forth, but the sails are all pretty big, and I have the small ones up, the boat just keeps going. It's kind of amazing. Every time you put reefs in or reefs even past where it might be normal, or certainly reefs past where the pullers call for, the pullers are calling for sail combinations that are just fantastic in the size. I can't imagine a boat can actually handle them, but that comes from the designer, so I'm sure that the boat can handle them. Nonetheless, to go to see how the boat will just take off at high speeds, at steady, consistent speeds, with much reduced sail, means that you can take the load off of everything, including the skipper, and not lose so much in as a percentage of the speed. So that's a really good thing and good to learn. So we've been going through systems on board as well. Ran the D-cell today. We've been going through the gear systems, adjusting the pilot parameters. Finally figured out the hydro generators, we think. So that's generating good electricity for us at pretty high amperages. So, in fact, where a combination usually of the wind turbine and the solar panels might be able to keep even with the consumption of electricity, which is about 15 amps or so to run the boat with the pilots and the navigation equipment and so forth. The hydro generators are able to match that and actually put more in, so you can actually charge the battery. So that's a really good thing. So lots been learned. Going to the Azores to meet Dee Caffery, who's going to sail with me up to England. And Dee's fabulous. She was in the Vendée Globe that I was in 2008. She's been around the world multiple times. She was just on the Team FCA crew in Malmo. She's on the Barcelona World Race with a Spanish lady. And also did a solo upwind around the world the wrong way in one of the 70-foot steel cutters that came from the challenge business a number of years ago. So Dee's got this fantastic experience, and just coming off the Volvo race, she'll have, I'm sure there'll be a lot to learn from her. So a real honor that she'll be sailing on board the boat. She will be a professor for me. So anyway, that's it. Right for right now, Great American 4 at sea. Rich Wilson off and clear.